Lady Mac Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Macs brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, and Jason Bovey.
WOGO, Max, your sports station.
Drama about to unfold. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, site of this Western Cloverbelt Conference championship game, because it's a winner-take-all between Chippewa Falls McDonald and Stanley Boyd. Caleb Swenson along with Chris Malika and Jason Bovey. And guys, we've been looking forward to this one, honestly, for most of the year, knowing these two teams could be in this position. And as it sets up, both of them 12-1. Stanley Boyd's only loss on the season was to McDonald. And now the winner gets the conference championship outright. The loser takes second. You can't ask for more than that.
No, it makes makes for a great ball game, you know, and it's exciting to sit here and be ready to watch them both give their all for this game.
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
How fitting to have, you know, your last conference game of the year be for all the marbles. I thought the first time we played Stanley, you know, Caleb, you weren't there, but we talked a little bit about it. I thought Kelsey did a real good job at keeping the hitters, the great hitters in this lineup, off balanced, I thought. Their hitters have usually done well against Kelsey because, you know, Kelsey has been teammates with a few of these girls, and they know her really well.
Sure.
So I'm hoping to see the same today, and thankful. I can't wait for the weather forecast today, but no wind. I mean, a little bit of wind, but nothing like Tuesday.
Yeah, and again, if we can avoid the wind, unless there's a long hit ball on our side and helping it carry out, we would be happy with that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with McDonald head coach Rick Ruff right after this on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Our conversation with Rick Ruff, coach of the Lady Macs, is brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. We're back after this.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Conference finale deciding the conference crown here at Casper Park as your McDonald Central Lady Macs take on the Orioles of Stanley Boyd, here with head coach Rick Ruff of McDonald. And coach, doubleheader against Bloomer, split that one. Maybe a little disappointment coming out of the finale. Felt like it got away from you a little bit. How did that translate into practice and the focus that you need here today?
Yeah,
I know.
Focus in practice kind of started how the game ended, but we worked through that. We got to where we needed to be.
Rude!
This is an incredibly talented Stanley Boyd team. Their only loss this year came to you guys. What do you need to replicate from that game or even do better from that game in order to get the win here?
Yeah, we just have to understand that it's about us. It's about how we play ball, and it's about what we can do with our game and make sure that we don't get caught up in all the other stuff.
Obviously, a lot of that other stuff is that there is a conference championship on the line here, too. But with this many games under your collective belt, do you feel like the girls can view this as it's just a game, got to go out and win each inning?
Yeah, that's what we like to say, everybody. It's just another game. It's always in the back of their mind, I'm sure. But they played a lot of tough games. They played a lot of games that meant a lot. So it's just another one of those games.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right. Thank you.
Head coach Rick Ruff as we continue to count it down toward first pitch. Lady Macs pregame on WOGO Sports.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
Go. Bye. Welcome back. McDonald Lady Max softball against Stanley Boyd here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Time for the Wurzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time condition, 73 degrees, some cloud cover, just a 10% chance of precipitation through the rest of the evening. That's your Wurzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wurzgalla. Quickly here, Jason Bovey and Chris Malika, your Choice and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What's a key here for McDonald trying to get a season sweep and win a conference title?
For me, it's just a couple of things. Number one, clean softball. We've seen the last few games where we've gotten a little bit uncharacteristic of Lady Mac softball. Second, laying off Ketter Higgins' rise ball. And third, containing the top of this Stanley order, which is Lou, Ketter Higgins, and Sikora is going to be huge tonight.
Any thoughts, Chris, on building on that?
Well, and I agree with it 100%, but then also relaxing in the batter's box and playing their game. You know, we're a strong team, and go out there and play your game and have fun.
Your Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Back after this on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com. CaboCamper.com.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Lady Mac softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Trayton Hoym, back at the WOGO home base in Halley, is our audio producer, Sam Aberle, our on-site camera operator and video producer. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Jason Bovey and Chris Malika. As we get final warm-ups in and ready to start off this conference championship game, you don't always get to say that for a regular season game, but this is for all the marbles.
It's been a while since we've been in this situation, so it's going to be a fun game today. I expect, you know, a great game on both sides, and you know, I expect, you know, Stanley to come out. I mean, I don't think they were too happy after our first outing, and they want to show us that they have something to prove as well.
Absolutely. They're going to come out fighting, you know, just like we will, so it's going to be a great game to call, and let's go.
Getting it underway here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. First pitch at 4:56 p.m. And it's ball one from Kelsey Bremnes facing the top of the order. And Kelly Liu, the junior third baseman. Liu hitting .593 on the season, according to Max Preps. She will send it out to right field for a base hit. Taylin Hansen quickly on top of it to keep that base hit from stretching to two.
She's like I said pregame, she is a very good player, plays a great third base, and someone that, you know, we need to keep off the base pads here.
Well, that's hit to an area that typically isn't always hit to, you know, with right field, and so that was a solid hit for her.
Next up, Caitlin Ketterhagen, talented sophomore, looking to bunt. Bunts it foul for strike one. Ketterhagen, Bremnes' counterpart in the circle. Caitlin, kind of ridiculous how talented she is as just a sophomore. What a phenomenal talent. And no slouch from the plate either, hitting .432. Has a couple home runs as well. With the runner at first showing bunt.
Come on.
Lizzie Liebrandt,
there
the throw to second. Take
yes.
it down.
Good
she
job.
Got her.
Way to go.
Liebrandt guns down the runner at second.
Good job, Lizzie.
And the bases are clear with one out.
Wow, that what a great throw.
Just, I mean, yeah, it was a perfect throw right there.
And Liu is very fast.
I was going to say, she's not slow by any means. And so it was just a great throw right on target where it needed to be.
So we'll take another look at it on our WOGO Sports Instant Replay.
Gotta love that, Caleb.
I do. 2-1 now the count on Ketterhagen. One away. As Kelly Liu is caught stealing. Ketterhagen drives this one out to right field. That's going to send Taylin Hansen back almost to the wall as she makes the grab. Ketterhagen gives it a ride. But Hansen busy out there so far and right. Brings up Kendall Sikora, the shortstop. Sophomore, number two. Sikora hitting .528. There's a lot of power at the top of this order.
Their top of their line is just, I mean, their whole lineup is, but their top of their lineup is just very powerful.
Swing and a miss. Off speed there. From Kelsey Bremnes. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. The 0-1. That is popped high into the air, playable. And
good
Ella
job, ladies.
Takes a couple steps back from the bag at third. Makes the grab. And just like that, Stanley Boyd goes down 1-2-3 with one caught on the bases. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. It's McDonald's turn when we return in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. I think we may have a second national anthem here. So nice, we hear it twice. The national anthem in this great United States from over on the Chi High side. And honestly, just love seeing the respect. You've got all the players pausing, facing the flag, even in the middle of the game as we're just through half an inning. But some things far more important than just the game we're out here to play. And thank you so much to the men and women defending our freedom. I know in a lot of our McDonald basketball games, we have Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, our sister station WWIB, along with WOGO, starting our We've Got Your Back campaign on Monday, and thinking a lot of those who protect and serve. Thank you so much for all you do. Taylen Hansen for McDonald takes a big swing at the first one.
There was that rise ball we were talking about, you know, and it took us a few times through the, you know, one time through the order the first time we played these guys.
Yep. Well, it is. It's one of those where, you know, it does. It does take getting used to and seeing it.
Kaitlyn Ketterhagen ahead in the count, 0-2 on Taylen Hansen. Rise ball high, gets away, and Taylen is going to bust it up to first base, and she'll be aboard. A strikeout, but a dropped third strike.
Again, that ball is at Tay's helmet. We all know Tay likes to swing at those high ones.
Yes,
but those right, that's what that rise ball does. It makes it look, I mean,
like it's coming in
and then it darts off. I mean, it's hard.
So Claire Ruff at the plate now.
Oh.
And she will pop the first one. She sees down the third base line and it gets away. Foul as Claire will come back.
Would have been nice if that one
just
stayed.
Yeah. And she put it right over third baseman came in charging and
just plopped right over her head.
Almost like she was planning it.
Yep.
Forgot to show you the
stat
line for Taylen Hansen. Now we'll look at Claire Ruff's season so far. Hitting just below .500. Showing bunt. This one will get away, and Taylen Hansen advances to second on a 1-1 count.
You know, we were talking about running, base running, and Taylen's not afraid to either. She's an aggressive base runner. She goes out there, and she's not afraid to take up that challenge.
You know, she's one that just doesn't, I mean, she doesn't think about it. She just does it.
Flipped out to third base for the first out of the inning, Claire Ruff. As Riley Christensen coming to the plate now for McDonald. Runner in scoring position at second. Every run will probably be critical here. Riley fouls the first one back.
Yeah, and being aggressive with the base running, I think, is imperative because every run is going to matter today.
Riley Christensen, McDonald junior center fielder, pitches as well. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two on Riley with Kelsey Bremnes on deck. One away for the Lady Macs. One on, that's Taylen Hansen. Ketterhagen, the sophomore, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Riley Christensen down on strike, second strikeout of the first inning.
I was telling Caleb Tuesday, I said, we won that game, the first game, 8-2 in Stanley, and Caitlin had 12 strikeouts still. I mean, you would never have guessed.
No.
Just one walk in that game. I know Kelsey pitched phenomenally well in that game, too, as she will take a called strike one. Bremnes, the McDonald junior, hitting 479.
Nice
takes
watch.
Ball one. Four Lady Macs have 24 or more RBIs. Remnus is one of them with 25. Lizzie Liebrandt leads the team in that category with 26, and she's due up next. Rising ball high, 2-1.
And Kelsey had a home run off Ketterhagen in that first game. So, I mean, we know Kelsey can hit her, and we could take one right here.
Yeah, we could. It would be good.
Ball low just above the dirt, 3-1 hitters count. To McDonald Jr., Kelsey Bremnes. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Two out, one on. Kelsey Bremnes hits it foul along the third baseline. Discover a future of excellence rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Bottom of the first in this one, still no score. Remnus again hammers it foul along the third baseline.
And that can be common for Kelsey. Like, she likes to hit over on that left side. She's come close to hitting Rick a couple times.
Yes, she has.
Caitlin Ketterhagen, a 1.49 ERA coming into this game. Another one lined toward Rick Ruff.
I jinxed him on that one.
He had his hands out like he wanted to catch it. And
that was coming a little hot. Yeah, I don't know.
Pull those hands back in.
Yep.
This is a good at-bat by Kelsey, and let's hope to win it here, Kels. There we go.
There you go, girl.
She'll earn her base. Ball comes in low.
Come on, Lizzie.
And two aboard for Lizzie Liebrandt. Liebrandt, again, as we mentioned, leads McDonald and runs batted in. Has a 5.26 OBP. He's hit four out of the park. Not to be greedy, but...
We could use one. I've told her that a couple
times.
It
like, would be a wonderful like time one. For a fifth.
I'm like, I could take one.
Two outs, two on. Liebrandt takes strike one inside. Oh, 1 count. Yeah. Check swing. Did she go? They will say no, 1-1.
Wow.
Stelter Inkworks.
Was...
She barely held that back.
I know. I was...
Ball outside. Stelter Inkworks every day to bring
Good
you
watch,
the absolute
Lizzie.
Highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. The 2-1.
Nice shot.
Liebrandt is going to send this one out to the gap in left field.
Come on.
And that's
going
to bring in Caitlin Hanson to the plate.
Get down, Kels.
Looking
down,
for two. Play at the plate. Not in time. And it's a 2 RBI double for Lizzie Liebrandt. And McDonald scores first.
Good job, Lizzie. Way to go, ladies.
I think we all wanted a home run there, but we'll take that.
I think we'll take that one.
Nice ball hitting the gap in between left and center.
Just a nice solid hit. Well, I mean, she did a great job with that.
So we take another look at it on our WOGO Sports Instant Replay, then back to the action live. Two out hitting for Lizzie Liebrandt brings in two with that double. And now Ella Amet at the plate.
Well, and Ella's got the power, too. I mean, she's shown herself to be a real consistent in the plate, in the box there. Sorry.
Yeah, she's been doing great and having a great fresh. We talk all the time about how big Taylan and Ella have been for this team.
Oh, absolutely.
Takes a strike inside. Lauren Buescher is out at second to run for Lizzie Liebrandt. Lauren, one of a couple... three seniors on the team as Amet fouls the next one back 0-2. Lauren Buescher, Chloe Flanagan, Delaney Smisky.
Lauren does a great job, too, coming in and running the bases like that. You know, she does a great job and is very...
0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Third strikeout of the first inning for Caitlin Ketterhagen. She now has 131 on the season, but McDonald... gets those all-important first two runs of the game. They lead 2-0 after one complete. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Our Dugout Smile Cam is brought to you, as always, by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. It's metropolisresort.com. First pitch fouled off by Bailey Sikora, the senior catcher, number 11. 4-5-6 due up here for the Lady Macs. For the Orioles.
Caleb, when you were talking about Metropolis, I can just see you out there playing with your kids.
Yes.
Doing all that stuff.
Got to give a shout-out to Cooper yesterday. 2-for-2 with a walk in a 13-3 win at Wheaton.
Awesome.
Drive out to center field. Riley Christensen will throw it in, and Sikora's aboard with a single. He was very happy about it afterward. He was like, that's the first time I haven't gotten out in the game. So,
good for him.
Big question is, did he get ice cream afterwards?
He did get ice cream. Yep. And, yes, little sister and little brother were very happy about that, because when he gets rewarded with ice cream for, for hitting, they get it as well. So shout out to Dairy Queen. Danae Wondro, the junior first baseman, number 20, at the plate with a base runner aboard for the Stanley Boyd Orioles. Down 2-0. They got their leadoff hitter aboard in the top of the first as well. That was Kelly Liu, and she was thrown out at second, caught stealing by the cannon arm of Lizzie Liebrandt.
And this Woodrow has been a teammate of Kelsey's for a long time. And
500 hitter.
Yeah, she's off speed. Good stick and friendly competition going on here. I mean, two players that know each other really well.
Well, and it's always nice with that, because it's the respect, too. You can, you know, that there is a lot of respect amongst them, too.
0-2 missed outside.
Which is always great to, you know, to see.
There are just, again, some phenomenal softball players out here today. And we get the treat of being able to see it. Donna leading 2-0, top of the first. Stanley Boyd with one on, none out. Wondro takes a called strike inside. And a snap throw to first. Back in time is Sikora, but now one out as Wondro down on strikes.
Well, and I was kind of watching that, because she was getting pretty good jumps off first there, Sikora was, and I'm like going, Lizzie's not afraid to throw it down that line. So
that's the first strikeout of the day for Kelsey Bremnes, her 119th of the season. Showing bunt, feinting that snap throw again is Lizzie Liebrandt.
I mean, you're going to see the Stanley team be very aggressive on the base pads, and you know, Lizzie's keeping her in check over there, which is a good thing.
But you want that. I mean, that's the game. That's why we're excited with this game, because you know what's in store.
This is Amanda Liu, the second baseman. Takes a called strike to even the count at 1-1. Liu hitting .617.
Holy cow. Awesome.
My goodness, I wonder, they are the powerful two up and down the lineup.
Lou girls are sisters, and then I think they have a couple Sikoras on the team here, too.
Foul back. Lizzie Liebrandt comes over to grab it.
They sure look like they could be sisters, though.
They do.
Kelly's the junior third baseman and the second baseman, numbers 3 and 4, respectively. One ball, two strike count with one on and one out in the top of the second. Lined right back to Kelsey Bremnes. She will glove and throw to first in time for the second out of the inning.
Well, and Kelsey did a great job. She did look to second to see, you know, and then chucked the out that, you know, the automatic one there. So that was a good job on Kelsey's part.
1-3 on the put out. Two away. Bailey Sikora has advanced to second. Brings up Nevaeh Walters, the junior center fielder, number 5. She's hitting 400. Hits from the right. Takes a called strike. I think we remarked last game, it's kind of fun seeing the girls with the sleeves rolled up because we just haven't had that kind of weather for most of this season. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 0-1 count with a runner at second and two away here in the second. This one is hit out to Taylin Hansen, right field. She will drift back a couple steps, make the grab, and that will end the top of the second. With McDonald leading 2-0, we head to the bottom of two. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Lady Mac Softball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Blame it on Sam.
Welcome back. WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
It was.
Shout out to Sam Aberle, the man on the ladder.
Way to go, Sam.
Entertaining us in between breaks here. Aaliyah Bovey.
Keeping us on our toes.
McDonough Jr.
Your face was the best.
Oh, man. Fouled back 0-1. Give you a look at the stats on Aaliyah's season so far. She's come through with some big knocks and big places for this team. Hitting 385, has driven in 13. 0-2 is the count. Dribbled in 1-2.
Two former teammates facing off. Caitlin and Aaliyah played travel ball together back in 12U, and so they know each other very well.
Yep. And swing and a miss. Cutter Hagen has 4 strikeouts already. Chloe Flanagan now coming to the plate for the Lady Max.
Come on, Chloe.
Takes the ball outside. Chloe's really been swinging the bat well, especially in the latter part of this season.
She has. She's definitely come in very strong and proving her value.
And we've talked about that in previous broadcast. It's just nice seeing her do well in her senior year. And
absolutely.
And
foul back. Kenner Hagen working pretty quickly here, 1-2. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. The 1-2, strike 3. Oh, tough pitch.
Nice changeup by Kenner Hagen there.
ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. That's Travis and the team at ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. Brings up Bryn Wiedemeyer. She takes a strike inside.
Caleb, you forget it's Big Hit Bryn.
Big Hit Bryn, yes.
We came up with that on Tuesday.
There you go.
Takes a ball outside, 1-1. Petter Hagen working pretty quickly here. Donald 7, 8, and 9 due up. Wiedemeyer trying to turn it back to the top of the order. Takes a strike inside. Kenner Hagen is finding the inner portion of that plate. 1-2 count. 2-0 lead McDonald, bottom of the second. Winner take all game, swing and a miss. Striking out the side, Caitlin Kenner Hagen, the talented sophomore, No score in the second, but our score remains McDonald 2, Stanley Boyd nothing. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Time to get away.
Turn up the heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at metropolisresort.com, where the fun never stops.
MetropolisResort.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Lady Mac softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 2-0. McDonald leading as we enter the third. Kelsey Bremnes. Hot shot right up the first baseline. And one swing and a base hit for Ella Nitz, the eight hitter. DP, the junior, number 12. It's like the first pitch she saw.
Yeah, she came up.
3-11
hitter. I was going to say she was showing bunt right away.
Just pulled back and nice, easy swing.
Now Elena Nitz, she's hitting 286. Runner at first. Showing bunt. Hit foul behind the plate. Nothing in one. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Swing and a miss. Snap throw to first. Tag didn't quite get down for Miranda Johnson. Nothing in two on Elena Nitz, with Ella Nitz back to first, but not by a large margin.
Definitely.
No, Miranda had bobbled that ball a little bit.
If she had it, she would have.
Clean catches that. She might have a play there.
0-2 counts. Popped high into the air. Playable for Aaliyah Bovey. She will grab it. The runner will have to stay at first. And one away as we're back to the top of the order for the Stanley Boyd Orioles.
I told Aaliyah the other night she made an instant replay, so she had to get on it and go watch it right away.
Did she like the instant replay as much as we do?
She did, yeah.
Well, it's just cool. I mean, come on.
Kelly Liu, who's 1-for-1 but was caught stealing her first time up, back at the top of the order. Rise ball.
Oh, come on.
Another throw to Miranda Johnson as she will grab it. Nitz back in safely. 1-0 the count on Kelly Liu. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass at Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass at Chippewa Falls. 2-0 lead McDonald here in the top of the third. 1-0. That is chopped to clear off at short. Throws to second for one. Relay.
Woo.
Not going to come. But the leadoff runner is retired.
It's going to be hard to turn one with Liu running the bases there, but
yeah.
It was a nice job getting that second out.
So Liu reaches on the fielder's choice. Ella Nitz out at second.
Well, she does. She has some speed, and so it's...
Do we see her run again like she did last inning, or the first inning?
Ball outside. Lizzie Liebrand is fun to watch right now because she is just ready.
Yeah,
ready to throw.
She is.
If they try to move that base runner along.
You watch her little hop there, and it's just like she's ready.
1-0 count. That one is hit right up the first baseline. Miranda Johnson will grab it and do it all herself. Ground out to one unassisted. And one base runner on, left stranded for the Stanley Boyd Orioles. We'll step out, take a 60-second break. After 2.5, our score, McDonald 2, Stanley Boyd nothing. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Top of the order for the McDonald Lady Macs. Bottom of the third, they lead 2-0 in this winner-take-all conference finale between the Lady Macs and the Orioles of Stanley Boyd. Taylin Hansen struck out her first time up, but a dropped third strike allowed her to get on base, and she scored the first run of the game. Take strike one and strike two swinging. Taylin Ketterhagen has not been shy about working quickly here today. That makes those first two runs as a swing and a miss from Taylin Hansen. So important for McDonald to be able to score early, getting two right away.
Well, that aggressiveness, you know, it was important, and knowing that this Stanley team is not going to back down at all, it was important to get those up on the board right away.
Bear Ruff, a swing and a miss. McDonald's seen a lot of talented pitchers so far this season. But I think Ketterhagen has to rank right up there with some of the best of the best that the Lady Macs have gone up against. Called strike inside, nothing in two on Clear Ruff.
You know, and you're talking, you know, the girls faced a Madison commit and Piper Olson from Grantsburg.
Okay, let me get it.
0-2 count, swing and a miss. A couple strikeouts in a row. Clear Ruff goes down swinging. Brings up Riley Christensen. Riley struck out her first time up. 424 hitter. Has 10 driven in, even missing a week of the season due to illness. Takes the ball upstairs. Ketterhagen already with 8 strikeouts, and we are in the bottom of the third. She struck out the side in the second. Had 3 strikeouts. Kind of an odd stat line. Had 3 strikeouts in the first, but 2 runs came across. And Taylin Hansen getting on with that drop third strike. 2-0 the count now on Riley Christensen. She hit one high in the air, playable in center field, and gloved out there in center by Nevaeh Walters. And McDonald goes down 1-2-3 at the top of their order. We head now to the fourth. Game moving pretty quickly. Our score, McDonald 2, Stanley Boyd nothing. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
Thank you, as always, to the McDonald Area Catholic Schools corporate sponsors. Doing so much good at Max. Great game so far here between McDonald and Stanley Boyd. Moving quickly, we're in the fourth already.
Which is crazy, just going so fast.
Great pitching.
Yes.
Kelsey Bremnes, first offering ball one to the three-hitter Kendall Sikora, the sophomore shortstop number 2. That's from the right. She popped out to Ella Ahmed at third to end the first inning, her first time up. Ball two, missed outside. Remnus has allowed some base runners, but stranded them each time. One strikeout so far through the first three. 2-0 count.
As we've talked about in the past before, too, that's important with the defense, that she knows that she has the defense behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that does happen, that they're going to have her back.
Sakura, again, one of those incredibly dangerous hitters at the top of the lineup. Four-pitch walk as she is aboard. And Bremnes, a base runner to deal with once again. Look for the Mowersbury Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowersbury Insurance in Chippewa Falls. So four-pitch walk to Kendall Sakura brings up Bailey Sakura, the senior catcher. She singled her first time up.
Look for a bunt here.
Instead, she will line it to third, and that one gets through for a base hit. First and second, fielded quickly by Bryn Wiedemeyer out there. No one out, and two on. It's Danae Wendrow coming up. So Stanley trying to break through here in the fourth, trailing 2-0. Wendrow struck out in the second. The five hitter plays first, the junior. The Stanley team, very similar to McDonald. A lot of juniors leading the way. Of course, their superstar sophomore pitcher. Wendrow takes one low, 1-0. The Mowersbury Insurance highlights of the week. Look for those on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowersbury Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Line drive
bring
to center field, and that's going to bring in a run. Play at the plate, not in time. Runner going to advance to third as well. Second and third with no one out, and it's now a 2-1 ball game. Danae Wendrow, a run-scoring double.
Saw Kelsey talking to Lizzie there. Did you yell cut? And
yeah,
you know, it's probably a ball Kelsey should have cut to keep the runners, you know,
where they were. Yep.
One run was coming in, you know, regardless. There, we were almost certain to that, and now you have two more runners in scoring position, and
still no one out. And Amanda Liu at the plate. She hit one back to Kelsey Bremnes in the circle, her first time up. Showing bunt, fouling it back behind the plates is Liu. The way Ketter Hagen's going so far, you were kind of hoping, well, maybe is two runs going to be enough, but doesn't look like it's going to be the way Stanley's hitting now.
No, and I think we knew that going in with those runs that it wasn't just going to be able to stay right there.
This one is hit high in the air and foul, and it's 0-2. Kelsey Bremnes with one strikeout so far. This would be a key time to get a second. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 0-2 pitch. That is hit high in the air. Taylen Hansen makes the grab. Runner is coming home. Play at the plate, not in time. And we are tied at 2. Well done on the sacrifice for Amanda Liu.
And great job, Taylen, bringing that in right away. Getting that throw.
Yeah, she had a little run to come in and get that one. And
yep.
So now Wendrow standing at third base and still just one out. The Orioles looking for a big inning here with Nevaeh Walters, the junior center fielder, number 5. She flew out to Taylen Hansen and right her first time up. Does that again, and certainly a chance is a foul ball right toward us.
I didn't jump at that one.
You didn't. If she gets that much of the ball like she did her first time, it's going to be a tough throw to get it back in before Wendrow can score.
Bunt again here.
Yeah.
Showing bunt. She drops it down in front of the plate, holding the runner. It's Kelsey Bremnes, throw to third, not in time. So first and third.
You know, I really like that play by Kels.
Yep.
Obviously, I mean, you want to get in out there, but you know in a game like this, you know, runs are at a premium. Keeping that run at bay.
Yep.
Not a bad move.
No, it wasn't at all.
So Walters bunts her way aboard. Ella Nitz, the junior, who led off the third with a single. Now the play, the DP. One out, two in, and two on for the Stanley Boyd Orioles. Runner is going to advance to second. Two in scoring position now. Delayed steal for Stanley Boyd. As Walters now at second. Ella Nitz digs back in. The junior DP. Solid hit could put her team up one or even two. Still just one out. Takes a called strike. If you have hail damage from last May, you have 1 year to file your claim. Get your exterior checked before May 15th. That's tomorrow. Don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss.
Nice. Good job, Kels.
One ball, two strike count. Lizzie Liebrandt making sure everybody's on the same page here. Runners at second and third. Game is tied at two. Kelsey Bremnes, as the ball comes over, hit foul from the other field. And Kelsey fields that one pretty smoothly in the circle. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes, one out, two on. 2-2 game, top of the fourth. Here in what is not only a conference finale, but also the conference championship game in the Western Clover Belt. The 1-2 couldn't quite get the edge. Bremnes looking for the outside corner of the plate. Two and two.
Lizzie thought she had it, too, with her look on her face there, you know.
Just missed.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. Bremnes the junior, the kick and the pitch, swing and a miss. But a drop third strike, and they're safe all around. So Nitz strikes out but reaches. Now the base is loaded.
Coaches kind of yelled out there, take the out.
Yeah.
But, again, it's
hard.
Yeah.
One of those, in that situation you're in there, it's kind of like.
You know, I think we would have had a chance if she would have went down to one. And then, I mean, that would have been a big second out. I mean, just.
It would have been, yep.
I think we still might have had a chance coming home, too.
Now Elena Nitz fouls it off. 0-1, and Nitz is the 9 hitter, so again, the top of the order with Kelly Liu. Due up, just one out, and the base is loaded for the Orioles. Donald won 8-2 at Stanley. That is the only loss for the Orioles so far. Hit foul territory. Right side falls at the fence. Nothing in two.
Come on, Kelsey, take care of yourself here.
Again, you talk about taking that out. I mean, two outs with this girl up, and then you have Lou on deck.
That's
a batter I don't want to face in this inning here.
And that's, you know, you just kind of, in that play, it's kind of like, okay, what's the best?
0-2 pitch blocked well by Lizzie Liebrandt, 1-2.
Liz.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. It's Grace Home Respiratory. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded, foul back. Elena Nitz staying alive here.
Well, and she's going to battle up in that box too, you know.
One, two count, one away. Bases loaded with Orioles, as they've already scored two here in the fourth and looking for more. The pitch, line foul, into the McDonald dugout fence. Still 1-2. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company, improving comfort and energy efficiency for your home, insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation. Start feeling good. ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. 1-2 pitch. That is hit foul, being chased by Miranda Johnson. Ends up over at the fence again. The Knits, again, extending this at bat.
Lady Max with her infield in. And a play like this, you can only hope for a ground ball that, you know, that our girls can make a play to home and then go to one. That would be the perfect scenario.
Reminis comes home with a pitch. Swing and a miss. The strikeout works
there
as well.
There you go, Kelsey.
Okay. Reminis a big second out
here.
Let's
go, ladies.
So base is loaded, but back to the top of the order here in the fourth. Kelly Liu, the junior. Singled in the first, reached on a fielder's choice here next time up in the third. Huge spot here on both sides.
Here we go, ladies.
Tied at two. Outside, ball one. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. This one is hit well out to center field, and that's all the way back to the fence, and that is trouble for McDonald. Three runs coming in. That is a slide for a triple for Kelly Liu as she clears the bases. It is 5-2, Stanley Boyd. Liu is just not the batter you wanted up in that situation if you're McDonald. And it's a three RBI triple.
Yeah. Very good hitter there. Mm-hmm. I mean, she took that pitch, you know, to right center and cleared the bases. That's exactly why we were worried about
happening, because she is a very strong hitter.
Caitlin Ketterhagen, who's already been pitching phenomenally well and now has the run support when she goes back out there. She is at the plate with a runner at third and two away. 5-2 lead for Stanley Boyd now here in the fourth. Two away. Chopper back to the mound. Kelsey Bremnis gloves, throws to first for the final out of the inning. McDonald's home half of the fourth coming up in 1 minute. The Lady Macs now trail 5-2. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Five-run top of the fourth for the Stanley Boyd Orioles. Do the Lady Macs have an answer here in the bottom of the fourth? They now trail 5-2. They've been shut out for two straight innings, sent down in sequence. In fact, five of their last six batters have been retired via strikeout. 4-5-6. Kelsey Bremnis, Lizzie Liebrand, and Ella Amit due up for head coach Rick Ruff here in the bottom of the fourth. And it starts with just getting somebody aboard against Ketterhagen.
Yeah, and we've shown in the first meeting with these guys, I mean, with these ladies, we can do it. We know we can do it. These girls in the dugout know they can do it. And we don't have to get it all at once.
Nope.
You know, we just need to answer.
Just go to work and, you know.
McDonald scored.
Protect that plate.
Eight runs at Stanley Boyd. But as you mentioned, Ketterhagen was kind of mowing them down the first couple innings. And then you get a breakthrough and that can spark a lot for the rest of the game. For generations, Christ Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristOrthodontics.com. It's Christ Orthodontics, Chippewavalley.com. Kelsey Bremnes walked and scored a run back in the first. Takes a called strike. Caitlin Ketterhagen. Eight strikeouts in the first three innings. Called strike inside. She has liked that inner edge of the plate. Nothing in two on Kelsey Bremnes. Ketterhagen the pitch. Inside again, this time missed. One and two. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. That's Grace Home Respiratory. 1-2. Line foul along the third baseline. Around the other field here at Casper Park. Chai High in the third. Leading River Falls 7-1. Lady Max vying for a conference title. Lady Cards also doing the same. Hit hard right up the middle. Gloved at short. Hard throw to first in time. Kendall Sikora, the sophomore, to Danae Wondro, the junior. And Bremnes is retired.
Nice play by Sikora there, you know, going after that one. And you know, Kelsey's not slow. I mean, that was...
No.
Lizzie Liebrandt, who brought in both runs for McDonald for that two RBI double, takes a called strike. First pitch strikes have been prevalent for Caitlin Ketterhagen. Swing and a miss for Lizzie Liebrandt, falling behind 0-2. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company, improving comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Ball upstairs. Chippewa Valley Insulation. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. That's ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. Donald Jr. catcher Lizzie Liebrandt. 1-2 count from Ketterhagen. Swing and a miss. Lizzie down for the second out of the inning.
Swinging hard. I mean, she's definitely...
Ella Ahmed at the plate. She struck out back in the first.
Here we go, Ella.
Ella has 24 runs batted in. Freshman. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Both of these teams 12-1 in conference play. Who's going to get that 13th win? Another swing and a miss for Ella Ahmed. Ketterhagen has gone 1-2-3 through McDonald in the second and the third, trying to do it again here in the fourth, with her team now leading 5-2. Ketterhagen, the pitch, that one is popped up. Foul territory just down the third baseline. Grabbed there by Kelly Liu. And McDonald goes down in sequence once again as we head to the fifth. Our score remains Stanley Boyd 5, McDonald 2. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Okay, ladies, here we go.
McDonald and Stanley Boyd here, top of the fifth. This game moving pretty quickly here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. The Orioles did all their damage last inning, plating five runs to roar ahead and take the lead. Big cut of the first pitch, tipped away. Nothing and one on Kendall Sikora. We started that inning off with a walk and scored the first run of the game for the Orioles. Sikora playing a solid short. 0-1. Bremnes upstairs. 1-1.
Okay, Kelsey, here we go, girl.
Top of the fifth, 5-2 ball game. McDonald trailing by 3. Off speed, 2-1. For generations, Christ Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. That tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristOrthodontics.com. Missing wide, Kelsey Abremnis. 3-1 to Kendall Sakura. There's just almost no one in this lineup for the Orioles that you want to pitch to. They're going to be a tough out in the Division III tournament. Hit hard right up the middle. That's a base hit for Sakura. Riley Christensen grabs it in center field. And once again, the leadoff batter is aboard.
You know, the last at-bat with Sakura, you saw a four-pitch walk, and you know, you could see Kelsey trying to pitch around her again at this at-bat. I mean, you tip your hat to her. I mean, she's a good ball player, yeah, and good hitter.
Brings up Bailey Sakura, the senior catcher, number 11. She's 2-for-2 on the day with a run scored. Pair of singles in the second and the fourth. Pitch inside, called strike
good
one.
Good job, Kelsey.
Coming up after the game, we'll have our 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game as part of the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Hoping for a few more highlights yet here for McDonald. 1-1. Remnus missed. Final conference game for both of these two teams. Lady Max are scheduled to play Cameron, Shell Lake, along with Columbus Catholic next week. 1-1, showing bunts and chopping it foul for a 1-2 count is Bailey Sakura. Danae Wondro had an RBI double last time up, is on deck. One ball, two strikes,
go,
one on, no outs. Remnus the pitch. That one is hit hard to center field. Riley Christensen.
Nice.
Riley makes the catch. Oh, my goodness,
beautiful.
Riley.
Woo.
Yeah.
Superwoman out there. Good gracious.
Great catch.
Take another look at that.
I was going to say, that one deserves an instant replay.
I did not think she was going to get to that one.
I didn't.
I mean, just think, I mean, if that ball gets by her, I mean, that's going to, they're running for days out there. Just a great play.
Tanea Wondro now at the plate, taking ball one.
Yeah, that was just a beautiful catch. I mean, just gave her all on that one.
Another one hit out to
Taylan
Hansen. And Taylan
grabs
job, it
Taylan.
For the second out of the inning. So the defense backing up Kelsey Abremnis. You almost have to pitch to contact with this Orioles lineup. They're just, they're not going to miss. You're not going to get a lot of strikeouts against them.
Solid top to bottom.
Runner still at first is Kendall Sakura, who led off the inning with a single. Amanda Liu now at the plate. Ground out to Kelsey Abremnis in the second. Sack fly to right that brought in a run in that big fourth inning. Two away for the Lady Max. Runner at first. Amanda Liu, number 4, the second baseman. 0-1 count, 1-1 evened up. For the game, our conversation with the Lady Max head coach Rick Ruff was brought to us by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. That's GibsonsWaterCare.com.
Come on, Kelsey, you got it.
Ball low, 2-1. Two away, trying to strand a runner at first. Make it a scoreless fifth for the Orioles. Donald pitcher Kelsey Abremnis. 2-1. Missed 3-1. Amanda Liu, the second baseman, if she reaches, Nevaeh Walters, the junior center fielder, is on deck. Fourth batter here of this fifth inning. 3-1. That is fouled up. Not playable by us, but over in our general direction. Count is full, 3-2. Firmness battling back into this at bat. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Come on, Kelsey, take it yourself.
3-2 pitch, grounded right back to Kelsey Bremnes. She will glove and throw to first.
Not exactly how we meant it, but she did it.
She did take it herself.
Exactly.
Looks to be all right as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Another base runner stranded. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs, too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Welcome back. WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Bye. Bottom of the fifth. Aaliyah Bovee, just her second at bat today. And a strikeout in the second. Bovee, the junior second baseman, facing Caitlin Petterhagen for the second time. Taking a second strike inside, 0-2.
Okay, Aaliyah, she's going to come with the change up here.
Swing and a miss. Double-digit strikeouts for Caitlin Ketterhagen. That's her 10th as she faces Chloe Flanagan. 7-8-9 to up here for the Lady Max. Looking for a spark.
Come on, Chloe.
Chloe Flanagan swinging a miss on the first offering from Ketterhagen. 5-2 lead for the Stanley Boyd Orioles here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on the radio at 103.1 FM. AM 680 and WOGO.com. Ball, 1-1.
Come on, Chloe.
Live video stream on the WOGO Radio Facebook page and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Ball 2 misses low. Hit subscribe and that notification bell on WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you are notified whenever we go live with Chi High or McDonald Athletics. Playoffs coming up soon. Ball missed outside. Good eye. Once
good
again
eye,
by Kelsey
on,
Bremnes. Excuse me, by Chloe Flanagan. Three, one, swing and a miss. Count is full. 3-2.
Here we go, Chloe. You got it.
Sophomore against senior. Ketterhagen against Flanagan. The pitch. Digs at that one. Swing and a miss. The 11th strikeout for Caitlin Ketterhagen. Second out of the inning. Ketterhagen threw a perfect game earlier this year against Elk Mound. Came into this one with 128 strikeouts on the season. Big hit, Bryn. Looking for one here. Takes the ball inside. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Two outs, foul back. 1-1 for Bryn Wiedemeyer.
One thing that's really cool to see is every one of these girls are out, they're on the fence over here. It's great.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't, you know, they're still in this game. They're
exactly.
Still excited. Trying to pick each other off. It's great.
1-1 upstairs, 2-1.
You know, with the dugout cam there, too. I was just listening to them, and it is. They're still in this game. And so there's a lot of game left that they had to play.
Two outs, none on, 2-1. Tips back, 2-2 for Bryn Wiedemeyer. Before each game, we have our Wurzgalla weather check brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wurzgalla. That's Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Bryn Wiedemeyer hammers it foul. That almost made its way into the Chi High field. In fact, it might have. returning the favor for the one that came over
exactly.
here, I guess.
So I'm really liking her at bat she's having here.
Yeah. Fouls it back again. They seem to have timed up Ketter Hagen here in this at bat for Bryn Wiedemeyer.
And she's defending the plate. You know, she's doing a great job in there and keeping her head in. So,
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, none on. Looking for a called strike. Kaitlyn Ketter Hagen and didn't get the call. I think she she had it.
I thought so too.
Didn't miss by much.
Nope.
3 balls, 2 strikes.
Let's go, girl.
Payoff pitch. Bryn Wiedemeyer lines it foul down the third baseline. Needed just
great spot though.
18 inches or so back inside. We're in the bottom of the fifth. McDonald trailing 5-2. Lady Mac scored there. 2 runs in a single inning, as did Stanley Boyd. This one is chopped to short.
It's
missed that short and no throw.
Good job.
And Bryn Wiedemeyer is aboard.
Come on, Tay.
What a great top of the order.
Great at bat by Bryn there.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't give up and she was timing her out good, and you know, she hit the ball hard enough to, you know, that gave the shortstop trouble there.
A little bit of trouble, yep.
Taylen Hansen, a strikeout in the first and the third. Ran it out to first on a dropped third strike. Ended up scoring the first run of the game.
Come on, Tay, you got this, girl.
That was the first one off 0-1. Her third plate appearance against Kaitlyn Ketter Hagen, freshman against sophomore here. 2 away, but 1 on now for McDonald, trailing 5-2. Taylen Hansen hits it high into the air. Calling everyone away is Kelly Liu. She will make the play just inside the bag at third. And McDonald strands 1 as we head to the sixth. Our score remains Stanley Boyd 5, McDonald 2. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
McDonald in the field, top of the sixth, trailing 5-2 to the Stanley Boyd Orioles. 7-8-9 due up for Stanley Boyd. First pitch swung on and hit past second for a base hit, and once again swinging right away and getting a base runner aboard are the Orioles, and that will likely bring things back to the top of their lineup, the very dangerous top of their lineup, as Nevaeh Walters with the single. She's 2 for 3 on the day. Helen Nitz up next. Stanley Boyd 15-1, McDonald 15-5-1. You're just joining us. The only loss this season for the Orioles was to McDonald in Stanley. Ball 1 to Nitz. Helen Nitz in that big 5-run fourth struck out, but a drop third strike. She beat the throw. Fouls it off, 1-1. And actually, if memory serves, she didn't beat out the throw because there was no throw.
No.
McDonald has a couple plays in that inning they'd like to have back. Some tough spots to be in.
They are.
Trying to make those tough decisions on them.
Yep.
Fouled back. 1-2 as Nitz showed bunt. Elena Nitz due up next, the 9-hitter. And back to the top with Kelly Liu, who had that massive 3-RBI triple in that 5-run fourth. The pitch swing and a miss.
There you go, Kelsey. Good job.
Big strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes, her third. And that puts one away with one on as Elena Nitz comes to the plate. Nitz struck out her last time up in the fourth, popped out in the third. Kelly Liu now on deck. 5-2 lead for Stanley Boyd over McDonough. Both teams 12-1 in conference play. Showing bunt, tipping it foul. McDonald's only conference loss to Bloomer in a game we had for you on Tuesday as the Lady Macs split a doubleheader with the Blackhawks. Stanley Boyd, of course, their only conference loss to this McDonald team. Lady Macs walked it off against Bloomer 4-3. Then a six-run sixth inning sparked a comeback for the Blackhawks as they won 13-11. Chopped foul down the third baseline, nothing and two.
Okay, Kelsey, let's go. You got this.
0-2 count with one on and one out. And the dangerous Kelly Liu due up.
Well, and Kelsey's doing a great job in the circle. You know, staying calm, staying focused.
0-2 pitch outside, 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to recognize that how good of a team the Stanley Boyd.
Oh, absolutely,
know,
yeah.
They're, I mean, just like Bloomer, I mean, they have hitters and very good hitters. Top, to, you know, I've said it, you know, 1 through 9, they're good.
Remnus, the 1-2 pitch, that one is fouled off. Nitz continuing to stay alive in this at-bat. Coming up tomorrow, baseball underneath the lights here on WOGO Radio and our live video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Coach Bryce Meverden's McDonald team headed up to Bruce. It'll be a 6:40 start. One ball, two strike count. There swing and a go. Miss. Another big strikeout
nice job,
for Kelsey.
Kelsey
Bremnes. And that's two away here in the sixth. Now Kelly Liu, a tough out if there ever was one. Top of the order.
Yeah, and bringing them to the top of their order, like you said, you know, there's really no weak points in their order. So just bring it back to the top. You just need to keep working hard.
Two away. Grounded down the third baseline. Glove by Ella Amit. Throw to first. Got away.
Ooh.
Tough play there. I thought they had her, but...
So first and third now with two outs as Liu reaches.
Again, I think if Ella lets that ball take one more hop, I think that goes foul. And it's tough, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
you want to make the decision in time that if it stays fair,
it's easy.
Then you have the time to make the throw. Yeah, I mean, and he was watching for that. The ump was definitely watching for that, so...
So Caitlin Ketterhagen has just been phenomenal in the circle so far. Now a chance to try to extend this three-run lead. They lead 5-2. She has runners at first and third.
Look for Liu to definitely
with two
take
away.
Off here.
Oh, yeah.
Ketterhagen hits it high and foul over the McDonald dugout. 0-1 the count. Ketterhagen rather looking for her first hit as she had a fly out to Taylan Hansen right field in the first. Grounded out to Miranda Johnson at first, then grounded out to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes
with
the strike. Delayed steal. And taking second is Kelly Liu.
Okay, Kelsey, here we go. We got two. Let's take her.
0-2 counts. On Caitlin Ketterhagen, Kelsey Bremnes takes a look at the wristband. Runners at second and third, two in scoring position but two outs. That 0-2 pitch, that one is lined for a base hit.
Bring it.
That's going to bring in one run and two. It is 7-2 Stanley Boyd. Caitlin Ketterhagen comes through with a big two RBI single. Two out hitting for the Orioles.
Okay, ladies, let's go.
Oh, a little deeper for the Lady Macs to dig out of with six outs remaining. Still need to get out of this one with Kendall Sikora. Singled her last time up. Takes ball one. And Ketterhagen's running for herself out there at first. The sophomore.
She's a very good base runner as well.
2-0, 1-0 count. Down low, blocked well by Lizzie Liebrandt. Lady Max looking to get out of this inning without further damage.
Come on, ladies, you got it. Here
and
we go.
Start a rally. 2-0 pitch. That one is hit well. It hits the grass. Taylen Hansen is going to grab it. First and third. Still with two outs. Kendall Sikora, a nice piece of hitting. So Ketterhagen is at third. And Bailey Sikora is 2-for-3 on the day now up.
Well, and Stanley's doing exactly what we knew they would do, you know, in hitting. And
with this Orioles lineup, again, there's just nowhere to hide.
Yep.
No, and I mean, our girls aren't making mistakes.
No.
I mean, they're just,
no.
I mean,
these, no, that's just
Stanley team, you know, they're hitting the ball. And mm-hmm. then, you know, defensively, Ketterhagen's throwing just a phenomenal game right now. And
yeah.
I think everything we've seen here today, what we knew coming into the season, what we've seen play out this season, is no one's going to want to face this Stanley Boyd team in the Division III tournament. We'll find out, of course, I believe on Sunday officially where everyone lies. But Stanley Boyd has been, I don't know, right around that 6 or 7 spot, I believe, in the D3 rankings throughout the season. Would be perfect on the year if not for that 8-2 loss to this McDonald team in Stanley earlier on. So first and third for the Orioles. Two coming across already here in the sixth. Sparked by the bottom of their order. Ball outside. 1-0.
It's very, I mean, you could easily see both of these schools, you know, getting a number one seed in both Division 3 and 4.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
No, when 1-0. You said six, you know, when you said that, I was like, ooh.
That ball hit her.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it looked like it hit foul off the batter. And the umpire on top of that, 1-1.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, wow. I would see them definitely being placed up higher.
One ball, one strike. Two away with two on.
Here we go, ladies. Come on.
For Bailey Sikora. The pitch, runner takes off. This one is hit foul. Over beyond the McDonald dugout, 1-2. Danielle Wondro is due up if Sikora can reach. Sikora in the cleanup spot. First and third, two away, 1-2 count. Bremnes, the pitch, couldn't quite catch the edge outside.
She wanted that.
It.
Yep.
Look for the Mauer-Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer-Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. 2-2 pitch. That one is
nice,
hit right
Lee.
To Aaliyah Bovee. And Bovee gloves it for the end
hey,
of
ladies,
the inning.
Let's go.
Two more come across for Stanley Boyd. McDonald's half of the sixth coming up in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. It's now 7-2 the Orioles. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
McDonald softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Conference finale. It's a de facto conference championship game. Stanley Boyd and McDonald each 12-1 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. Winner take all here. Lady Max will start off with Claire Ruff, the 480 hitter.
Ooh.
Takes a first pitch strike from Caitlin Ketterhagen. Clare on the day, lined out to third, and struck out in the third inning. Batting in the two spot for Coach Rick Ruff. Inside pitch, ball one.
Looked like the same pitch.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, seriously, was that not the same pitch?
Base runners have not been frequent for McDonald. None in the last four innings. Ketterhagen misses 2-1. Two runs in the first for the Lady Macs. Only hit so far was Lizzie Liebrandt's two RBI double. Low 3-1.
Okay, Claire, let's go, girl.
Hitters count to Claire Ruff. Claire will take her time, then stand back in. The pitch, Ruff will line it to
nice.
Second on her back. The throw to first, Claire beats it out.
Wow.
Good job. That was a great play by second baseman.
Fantastic effort by Amanda Liu.
Yeah.
That was a great play.
Goodness, Liu gave it. Basically, Liu was trying to do something Claire would do.
Oh, absolutely.
But Claire beats it out, and there's
we'll
a little
take
spark
it.
To start the inning.
There it is, yep.
Brings up Riley Christensen.
Come on, Riley. Here we go.
Riley is swinging a miss. 0-1 the count with one on. Kelsey Bremnes on deck. Lizzie Liebrandt in the hole for the Lady Macs. Christensen takes the called strike inside. Nothing in two.
All right, here we go, Riley.
Riley has one home run on this season. 10 driven in, hitting .424. Takes the ball inside. Oh, goodness. Clearly, I saw that one differently. Called third strike for the first out of the inning. A dozen strikeouts for Caitlin Ketterhagen. So one away with one on. Bremnes at the plate. Kelsey walked and scored a run in the first. Ground out to shorts in the fourth. 1-0.
Half of the bleachers stood up after that.
Yeah, I think so. It was like,
We're in the bottom of the sixth. 7-2 ball game. Snap throw to first. Claire Ruff
just
back plenty
right
of
there,
time.
Claire.
Riley getting excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, she's pretty upset, I think, after that one.
Yeah.
Kelsey Bremnes, McDonald Jr. pitcher. Ball upstairs, 2-0. Bremnes second on the team with 25 runs driven in. Ketterhagen, the pitch is low. Take your base.
Okay, come on, girls. Let's go.
To see if Chris was able to manifest a
I know.
Home run here.
I'm like, come on, Lizzie. Come on, girl. You got this.
I don't know. I mean, between innings, Lizzie kind of looked over and gave us a little grin.
Uh-huh. I know. I'm like, come on.
She had a two RBI double, brought in the only run so far for the Lady Macs, then struck out in the fourth against Ketterhagen, but now she has two on board.
I'll take a double.
Yeah, I mean, we
work.
Oh!
I need to just wait until the signal because I was about to say ball high, but.
That? Oof.
0-1. One out, two on for Lizzie Liebrandt. The pitch, swing and a miss, nothing in two.
Come on, Lizzie, you got it.
Lizzie Liebrandt stands out.
And Ketterhagen hasn't really been in a base, you know, a couple girls on in, since the first inning, so.
Yep.
The 0-2, that is well upstairs. 1-2, Bailey Sikora out of her stance. Had to go up high to snatch that one. Liebrandt takes the 1-2 and fouls it back.
It's a good cut.
It'll stay at 1-2.
You got it, Lizzie. Let's go, girl.
Ketterhagen back to the rubber. 1-2 pitch. That one, one hop slow to Sikora. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on. Here in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch, missed high. 3-2. Full count.
Okay, girls, got to be there.
Come on, Liz.
Lizzie Lee Brandt.
That'd be Riley.
At the plate.
Yeah. You
hit it down the third base line. I think what it was Lizzie, how tall are you? 6'7".
Yeah. Yep.
There is no shortage of energy in that dugout 20 feet to our right.
No, there's not.
Payoff pitch again. The 3-2. That one missed high. Lizzie Lee Brandt has to look back at the umpire for
a second. He's called that one strike before, and so I think that you know, was one that we were all kind of waiting for him to call it.
I mean, arguably better than some of.
I know.
Again, we're not.
No, we're not there.
Any of.
No.
I mean, it's a very hard job to do, and it's.
And I respect them 100%. Yes, absolutely, I agree with you. But it was just kind of one of those where it's like, oof.
Couple walks in a row now, and so Claire Ruff at third, Kelsey Bremnes at second. And Lizzie Lee Brandt working the walk is now at first. McDonald trailing 7-2, just one out. Got to get something here. You've got Ella Ahmed up next. She struck out in the first, popped out in the fourth. So again, didn't make contact to put it in play the first time up. Did put it in play the second time up. See what Ella's got here. The freshman has just been growing in confidence throughout the season. Has 24 driven in, 2 home runs, takes the ball low below the knees. 9 doubles as well.
And I'm going to question every time now you make a call. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
I know. Just hold up a little bit, Caleb. And wait to see what the call is. 1-0, that one. Snap throw to third. That was a ball, right?
Yeah.
It was, okay. Yes.
Again, we... 2-0. One out. Bases loaded for McDonald. There's a called strike. 2-1. On Ella Ahmed.
Come on, Ella, you got this.
Making a couple practice cuts. Ella has 24 runs batted in. We'll love a few more here. Upstairs. Snap throw to third, gets away, and Claire Ruff coming in to score.
There. Oh,
7-3.
You know, like a couple of plays before there, I think Dad was giving her an earful for getting off. I mean, she almost got picked off there.
She did, almost that one, yep.
I mean, that's just Claire being Claire, and she knows. I mean, she...
Now, first and second, still with one out, and a 3-1 hitter's count for Ella Ahmed.
Come on, Ella, here we go.
3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Count has worked full.
Good cut.
Looking for it there. Lauren Buescher at first.
Come on, Ella.
3-2. This one is grounded to short, and the runner collides.
Back.
Bremnes comes in, and it's 7-4. Bremnes and Kendall Sikora kind of got in each other's way out there. And Ella Ahmed is aboard at first. Lauren Buescher at second. McDonald's put a couple across and still just one out.
Come on, ladies. Here we go. Come on, Lee. Your time, girl.
So Ahmed with a big single. Bobby swinging a miss.
Let's go, Lee. Head down and drive.
One away. First and second for the Lady Macs. Makes a called strike inside. Tough pitch. Claire Ruff and Kelsey Bremnes have each reached and scored. Swing and a miss for Bovee, second out of the inning. Brings up Chloe Flanagan. Does your senior have a big moment in her?
I'd love to see it from Chloe.
Chloe takes a called strike. Couple strikeouts so far against Kenner Hagen for Chloe.
She's definitely got in her, that's for sure.
I mean, even if just for us to miss. You know, if we could get back to our top for that last inning, that would be so huge.
Yeah. Yep.
Chloe batting in the eighth spot, Bryn Wiedemeyer on deck. Ball outside, good hold by Chloe Flanagan. 1-2. It's now a 7-4 game as McDonald's put two across. Called strike three. That'll end the inning. McDonald gets two back. We head to the seventh.
Ladies, here we go.
Lady Max drawing a little closer. It's 7-4 Stanley Boyd. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Softball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Lady Mac softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We're in the seventh. Wondro hits it hard to first, and oh my goodness, what a grab by Miranda Johnson.
Nice job!
That was a smoking shot down the first baseline. Good heavens. Wondro swinging at the first pitch. They've had some success with that.
Great grab by Miranda there.
Goodness.
It's almost replay worthy. I was going to say, let's see if we can take another look at that one.
Now Lizzie Liebrandt chasing a first pitch fouled off. So one away, none on, and that's a win for McDonald here in the seventh as well. Just
getting that first out.
Yeah, not letting the leadoff hitter get aboard. Amanda Liu at the plate. Had a sack fly in the fourth, bringing a run. A couple ground outs. She will pop one into the grass in left field. And Liu is aboard with a single. Brings up Nevaeh Walters. She's 2-for-3 on the day.
Liu did a nice job there, sitting back on that changeup and just letting it come and put it out to left field.
7-4. McDonald scored two in the first, and then got two back in the sixth after giving up seven unanswered. Called strike on the outer portion of the plate for Kelsey Bremnes.
He delays a little bit on those calls, and so I'm like, what are you doing?
Nevaeh Walters singled her last two times up in the fourth and sixth, respectively. 0-1 pitch. That one is hit foul. Taylan Hansen giving chase. It'll sail out of play. 1-1. Thank you to Trayton Hoym, our WOGO Sports audio producer, back at the radio studios in Halley. Sam Aberley, our on-site camera operator and video producer.
And comedian,
As well, too. Entertains us in between. 0-2 count. That one is chopped toward Ella Amit. She will glove, throw to first. Miranda Johnson grabs it. Now they'll throw to third. No, they will not. Runner will advance to third. And no throw, McDonald. But two away now.
Well, in the aggressive base running, again, what you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amanda Liu and Kelly Liu. Very athletic on the
base
pass.
Not afraid to get dirty.
So that brings up Ellen Nitz. But two away. But a runner at third now. Swing and a miss. Nitz on the day, singled in the third. Then struck out in the fourth, but dropped third. Excuse me, I keep saying drop third strike. No throw on a drop third strike. And so she reached first. Good block
nice
by Lizzie Liebrandt. Nitz struck out in the sixth as well. 7-4, Stanley Boyd leading McDonald here in the top of the seventh. Winner wins it all in the Western Clover Belt. Loser takes second place. This one is popped high to left field, and Bryn Wiedemeyer not able to make the grab, and a run comes across. 8-4. Kind of hung up. And so Nitz
The ump kind of was standing there, so I really wasn't able to get a good view.
Yeah. You know, Bryn came in hard. You know, I thought it was going to be a play, you know, Claire running back, Bryn coming up. But
yep.
I almost thought Bryn came up too hard, too fast.
I think so.
And she was just off just a hair. And again, she's been great all season long. And she's human out there.
Yes, she is.
Line drive over the top of Claire Ruff, and that's going to bring in another run. 9-4, Stanley Boyd answering McDonald's two runs with two of their own and getting that production from the bottom of their lineup. Nitz, who didn't have a hit until just then, an RBI single. And back to the top of the order in Kelly Liu. It's been almost impossible to get out today, and she now has a base runner at first. Kenner Hagen's going to have at least a 9-4 lead going into the bottom of the seventh. Rally will be that much more difficult for the Lady Max. Reaching out, popping it up. Kelsey Bremnes induces the pop-up and grabs it right in front of Lizzie Liebrantz.
Well, and they were both aggressively wanting it. You know, they didn't want to let it go.
Again, I'm coaching that play. It's easier for your pitcher to come up versus your catcher to kind of come up and be awkward.
Yep.
In 60 seconds, we're back with the bottom of the seventh. Could the Lady Max come up with quite a rally? We'll see next.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Bryn Wiedemeyer at the plate. Bottom of the seventh for the Lady Max. 1-1 count against Caitlin Ketterhagen. McDonald got two in the bottom of the sixth. Gave two back. Wiedemeyer swinging a miss. 1-2. 9-1-2 due up for McDonald. Of course, you're going to need more than that if you want to stir a rally here. Down to their final three outs. What amounts to a conference championship game. Swing and a miss for Wiedemeyer for the first out of the inning. So back to the top with Taylen Hansen.
Come on, Tay.
Hansen's strikeout in the first and third. Popped out the fifth, as we've been telling you. That drop third strike allowed her to get on base, and she scored a
good
run.
Job.
She hits
go.
One to short, nice. Runs it out. Safe. No chance on the throw.
Nice job, Tay.
Taylen Hansen uses that speed to get aboard. Kendall Sikora, solid as they come at short, but her throw just had no chance against the speed coming out of the box for the lefty, Taylen Hansen. That'll bring up
Claire
Ruff. Claire had a single, scored a run in the sixth. Takes a strike. One away, one on for McDonald, trailing 9-4. Kenner Hagen the pitch, swing and a miss from Ruff. Down to the count, 0-2. McDonald got the 8-2 win at Stanley. The Orioles trying to avenge that here in Chippewa. Great to have you with us. You're on WOGO Sports, 0-2 count. That one is popped up, and Kenner Hagen waves everyone off. Grabs it, throws to first. Taylen Hansen watches it go by. Thought about taking second.
She did.
Yeah. Two away now for McDonald. Down to their last out, Riley Christensen at the plate. Of course, home run power for Riley. Caitlin Ketterhagen and the Orioles knowing they're one out away from a conference championship. The pitch, that one is hit high in the air, and this could be it. Waving everyone off is Kelly Liu. She makes the grab in the infield, and that will end it. Congratulations to the Stanley Boyd Orioles as they win the Western Cloverbelt Conference title, finishing the season in conference play 13-1. They are now 16-1
on the season. Yeah, congratulations, girls.
McDonnell 15-6-1. They finish a very fine 12-2 in conference play. These teams again split during the regular season. But McDonald's loss to Bloomer means the outright conference championship goes to the Orioles. Coming up after the game, which we're at now, we're bringing you to the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Don't go away. We'll chat about this one. We'll look ahead into the WOGO sports calendar. We will talk with McDonald head coach Rick Ruff, and we'll have the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. That's all ahead right after this on WOGO Sports. McDonald falls to Stanley 9-4. We're back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wärtsilä Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wärtsilä Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, Chris Malico with you. Thank you to our audio producer, Trayton Hoyam, video producer, Sam Aberle. McDonald Falls 9-4. Great game. Again, we expected two heavyweights contending here. Congratulations to the Stanley Boyd Orioles as they take their pictures out in the field now. Two undisputed conference champions this year as they win it outright. I think many thought they were probably the favorite, if not one of the favorites, in the conference this year. But it's a lot harder getting through everyone you have to in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald with just two conference losses on the year, being in that conversation all throughout the season. And congratulations to the Orioles, but the Lady Macs, nothing to hang their heads about. Losing to a team like this is a phenomenal softball team.
Yeah, I wish I could see a best of seven series with these two teams going at it. You know, Stanley was just better than us today, and that's okay. We playing it. The talent like this, we're gonna, you know, we got better from playing this game. It's gonna help us with the competition we're gonna see in the playoffs. And again, this team, top to bottom, hitting was great.
Yeah,
Ketterhagen was phenomenal on the circle. I mean, they were just rolling on all cylinders, and they were just better today. That's what it comes down to.
Absolutely, and I think that the girls, you know, as hard as these losses are, there's nothing to hang your head because they played phenomenally. And you know, hats off to Stanley because, yeah, from top to bottom, their batting order and their pitching, everything was on spot. And so they did a great job today.
I mean, one of the things that jumps out to me about Stanley as well, too, is they're not making a lot of mistakes in the field. And honestly, with a pitcher like Ketterhagen, you can be lulled to sleep because she doesn't allow a lot of contact. Yeah. But, again, they were overall solid in the field. McDonald was pretty solid in the field as well, too. They had, we'll hear it in our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays, an amazing play by Riley in center field. And, yeah, a few plays they'd like to have back, but overall pretty solid effort defensively. But, again, Stanley was just able to make contact throughout the game, throughout their order, and it was just impressive to see.
And you play that game that the girls played against another team, we come out with the W, you know, and so I think that our girls did a phenomenal job, and, you know, there's a couple things they'll take from this and going forward and learn from it and keep moving forward.
I mean, you could argue that, you know, Ketterhagen in the circle was probably the, you know, toughest game for us this year. Was, you know, that was probably the best performance we've seen.
I don't think we've seen a pitching performance. And again, seeing Piper Olson from Grantsburg, not taking anything away from her, but she was fantastic. But Ketterhagen was close to unhittable today.
Yeah, you saw her. I mean, she got in a couple jams, once in the first and then once in the, you know, sixth, where we thought, hey, maybe we have something going. And then we just fell a little short. But, I mean, she is, you know, pitched a great game, and she's a great pitcher.
And as a sophomore.
Yeah. Hats off to Stanley Boyd, and congratulations on the conference championship.
Well deserved.
McDonald, again, still a fine regular season with three games remaining, weather allowing. We're looking forward to going up to Cameron on Monday again, as long as weather permits that game to be played. That'll be the next time we'll see Lady Mac softball, and you can check out the complete schedule remaining, WOGO.com. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll be back with Coach Rick Ruff in those 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. After this on WOGO Sports, McDonald falls to Stanley Boyd 9-4. We're back in a moment.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal. And
will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP. your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, where commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff when we are able to, which should be shortly, but in the meantime, well, let's give you a listen to some of today's fiber-fast plays of the game, brought to you by 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Just mention WOGO Sports. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. That's WWT.net for 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The plays of the game sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Pallanton, no slouch from the plate either, hitting 432. Has a couple home runs as well. With the runner at first showing bunt.
Come on.
Lizzie Liebrandt, the throw to second. Take
yes.
it down. She got her.
Way to go.
Liebrandt guns down the runner at second.
Good job, Lizzie.
And the bases are clear with one out. Concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. It's StelterIncorporated.com. The 2-1.
Come on. Nice.
Liebrandt is going to send this one out to the gap in left field.
Come on.
And that's
going to
bring
here
in Taylor Hanson
here
to
go.
The plate.
Get down,
McDonald
Gals.
Looking
down,
for two.
Gals.
Play at the plate. Not in time. And it's a 2-RBI double for Lizzie Liebrandt. And McDonald scores first.
Good job, Lizzie.
We'll come back to those 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom fiber-fast plays of the game as head coach Rick Ruff joining us here. And, coach, again, came to the finale here determining the conference championship. You guys came up a little bit short. Hats off to your opponents. Stanley Boyd played a fantastic game here tonight. But have to be proud of what you accomplished during the regular season in terms of conference play. Still some more regular season games to go. But again, two excellent softball teams here tonight.
Yeah, Stanley Boyd's got a great team. They're gonna go a long ways in the playoffs. I'm confident of that. But when it comes down to us, and it comes down to what we talk about before the game and taking care of the things and controlling what we can control, that didn't happen today. And if that doesn't happen, it's going to be tough to beat ball teams like this.
Yeah, again, there's just a few plays, I'm sure, that several players would like to have back and just say, you know what, in retrospect, I would have done this a little bit different, made that decision a little bit different. And again, when you're facing a fantastic pitcher, everything matters offensively and defensively too, and can't have a playoff or a mental letdown. And so, again, just some things to tweak to learn from moving forward when you're going to be playing, again, teams of a very high caliber moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, we did a quick look at the stats of what was going on, and I think that we only gave up two earned runs, and we should not lose a game if we give up two earned runs, because our defense should be better than it was today. And unfortunately, the part that bothers me the most is that some of it was more mental than it was physical. We've got to make sure that we know what we're doing, get the job done when it's all presented to us, and make plays.
And, Coach, it kind of seems, too, when you talk about the mental side of athletics and how that works hand-in-hand with the physical side, too, sometimes probably saw it against Pacelli and against Bloomer, where there's these big innings against you where it's not necessarily just a pitcher struggling. It's maybe one error leading to another mistake, another breakdown, another letdown, and that's where instead of one or two runs in an inning, it might become five or six runs in an inning, and that makes all the difference playing these elite teams.
Yeah, and it's not, like you said, it's not necessarily a pitcher struggling. It's a whole team struggling at that point. It's not having the ability to make the play, but it's more so not having that person backing you up and making the next play that comes in, and then all of a sudden, you know, we don't get it out, and they got two more base runners, and all of a sudden then they hit that double in a gap, stuff like that that we need to clean up in. And again, it's more the mental part of this game that is bothering me today than the physical.
Coach, this conference is a gauntlet to go through. You went through again with just two setbacks and second place. Certainly something to be proud of, too, even if you came a little short of that goal of winning a conference championship. But there's still, again, regional championship, sectional championship, state championship, these other goals that I'm sure you guys have for this season, too, and those are still attainable. So in this final week of the regular season, these final few practices, these final two, hopefully three games next week, what's the message to your team? What are you looking for when, again, you've had your seating meetings, you know where you stand, and it's just about, hey, how are we the sharpest possible going into one and done time?
That's what it is. You said it right there. It's about getting sharp. It's about making sure that we take care of all those little things that what went wrong today, and it's making sure that we come ready to play ball with an attitude and take it to people instead of just going through the motions sometimes. Or when we come out, we played well in that first inning and things went well offensively and defensively, and then we, for lack of a better word, maybe we fell asleep or whatever the case was. We didn't continue to play with the motivation that we came out with, and then we get a couple runners on and all of a sudden the motivation jumps up again and we score a couple more runs. That motivation factor has to stay in play a lot longer than it, just one or two innings. It's got to be there all the time.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys next week.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Rick Ruff here on our WOGO Sports Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll continue with the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. Some JV innings going on right now. Let's take a listen as we continue.
Thank you. Way to go, ladies.
Reminis comes home with a big swing and a miss. The strikeout works as well.
There you go, Kelsey.
Okay. Reminis a big second
two.
Out
Let's
here.
Let's go, ladies.
So base is loaded, but back. One ball, two strikes, one on, no outs. Reminis the pitch. That one is hit hard to center field. Riley Christensen.
Nice.
Riley makes the catch. Oh, my goodness,
beautiful.
Riley.
Woo!
Yeah.
Superwoman out there. Stream WOGO Sports on YouTube. Coach Bryce Meverden's McDonald team headed up to Bruce. Maybe a 6:40 start. One ball, two strike count.
There
swing and a
go.
Miss. Another big strikeout
nice
for Kelsey Bremnes. And that's two away here in the sixth. Ella has 24 runs batted in. We'll love a few more here. Upstairs. Snap throw to third. Gets away. And Claire Ruff coming in to score.
There we go. Good
7-3.
You know, like a couple of plays before there, I think Dad was giving her an earful for getting off. I mean, she almost got picked off there.
She did, almost that.
And that's how it sounded. Your 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. As we finish up the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Remember, for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. Guys, as we tie a bow on this one, 9-4 finale, a game that, again, as Coach Rick Ruff said, you know, if you give up 9 runs but feel like only 2 of them were earned, saying, hey, this could have been a lot closer, and maybe even the 2 runs that McDonald got right at the beginning, you wonder how that changes some of the at-bats late in the game if you're tied or only trailing by 1 or 2 runs. But, again, you can't change it now, and so it's a matter of what do you learn from this game, how do you move forward, and how do you move on with some good non-conference competition next week, and then the playoffs coming up on the 26th.
Well, and I think, as Rick said, it's the mental game, you know, getting mentally prepared to playing those tough games, because the games that are going to be coming up,
they're not going to be easy, you know, coming into playoffs. You're going to have to play tough, and you're going to have to be mentally prepared, you know, in knowing what you're doing and everything like that. So I just taking this next week to get there and knowing that we're going to be moving forward and playing some tough games coming up.
Yeah, I mean, looking back on this last week, you know, we knew it was the toughest week of the year, opponent-wise, with, you know, Pacelli and then, you know, Bloomer for two and Stanley here to finish it out. And, you know, you take those moments and, you know, those are tough in-game situations. And you teach your players to, if this happens, this is what I'm going to do if I get the ball. I mean, just you got to always be thinking, especially, you know, every position's important, and it's important to think about, you know, the different situations. And I know the girls will take something from this game, and I didn't flinch.
I did, and I saw
I raised an eyebrow, maybe.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll be better, and yep. You know, and let's just move on to next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, next week scheduled for Cameron and Shell Lake and Marshfield Columbus. So, again, some great non-conference competition. Planning to broadcast that game up in Cameron, weather allowing, on Monday. If not, we'll see if maybe one of those other games may work out here on WOGO Sports. As we're getting close to playoff time, check out the schedule at WOGO.com. Tomorrow night, underneath the light, 6:40 start, Bryce Meverden's McDonald Max baseball team playing on the road up at Bruce. Then should be a couple great games between top-quality competition. Chi High softball will be facing off with Kimberly and Watertown. That'll be on Saturday starting at 10:40 a.m. with Mark Halverson on the call. Thank you, as always, here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, to our radio producer. That was Trayton Hoym tonight, video producer, camera operator, the man on the ladder. Salute to Sam Aberle. For Chris Malika and Jason Bovey, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long from beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Stanley Boyd Orioles 9, the McDonald Lady Max 4 conference championship in the Western Clover Belt goes to Stanley Boyd. Congratulations to the Orioles. This has been McDonald Lady Max Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Max brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been McDonald's Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.